Blog Talk Radio.
This is Steve at PetGroomer.com, and we're back on the air again with Groomer Talk Radio. Today, before we get to our special guest, I'll bring you up to date on a few things happening during this fall at Groomer Talk, as well as PetGroomer.com. We will be bringing up an all-new version of the PetGroomer.com classifieds, where thousands check every week for buying things new and used and finding jobs or looking for groomers. This will be a separate mirror site of our original since 1997, but this one will be especially great for any of you that have smart devices, mobile smart devices to check out. It will conform perfectly well to your whatever device you're using and what size. So we'll be mentioning more about that. It will be up probably around the time of Thanksgiving. We also are going to be upgrading Groomer Talk Community to the latest software. We will actually have to take the site down even for a day or two. This is a major upgrade, but lots of great benefits and interfacing with Facebook and other social media. Real easy uploading of photos. Couldn't be easier. No resizing needed. So that's been a long request that's being fulfilled now. What else? We're starting our contest. We just opened yesterday, Santa's Cash. Inside of Santa's bag is up to $500 in cash. All you have to do is, down to the penny, tell us how much is in that bag, and you are going to win that cash. It's very easy to play. You just post your guesses, one a day. I guess it's going to go to around December 20th. Hopefully someone will hit it on the target this year. Last year, I think we were within pennies. So should be a lot of fun. And who couldn't use more cash around Santa time, Christmas holidays? What else? We are going to be having two more contests right after the busy season for grooming. We have a treasure hunt. You know, we've done some treasure hunts in the past. We're looking now at least $1,500 in prizes. And some of those prizes are true gold coins even. So watch out for that one. And in spring, we are going to have the third My Pet's Face contest. That's where you take pictures of your pets and you post them at the board. And that gets you into the drawing. I'm not sure of the prizes yet, but it'll be at least $500 in there. We haven't done one of these in a while, and with the new easy photo uploading system that's coming along, I think you're going to very much enjoy it. It was really special the last two times we did it. So, lots of activity coming up. What are we going to do today? We are going to have Erica Salvemini of Just Four Paws Pet Spa Academy with us. I believe she's holding on the line. I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. I wait to bring her online here. Erica is the creator and also the chief pet stylist of Just Four Paws Pet Spa in Lyndhurst, New Jersey. She left the corporate world of software marketing in 2004 to pursue her passion to work with animals. Erica decided to grow the Just Four Paws Pet Spa brand by starting a franchise in 2015 and an academy in 2018. Erica's choice to expand arose from her desire to elevate the grooming and pet care industry. She is doing this through sharing her methodologies and philosophy she crafted over 15 years of experience in working with animals and their people. Being a master Reiki practitioner, Erica has also been utilizing Reiki, which is a gentle healing therapy, as a way to calm and heal her pet clients since 2005. So, interesting background there, Erica, and I am going to start bringing you forward. Can you hear me now, Erica?
I can, Steve. Thank you so much.
Did I pronounce your last name correctly?
You did. You pronounced it beautifully. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's always good to know. All right.
It's so nice to be here today. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, it's our pleasure to have you. And I've read over, you know, people, I haven't told everyone yet, but we're going to have an article, of course, in the upcoming PetGroomer.com magazine coming out later this coming week. And that should be very interesting. So I got to know the place a little bit better that way by reading that. But here, you can expand our knowledge and tell us a bit more. Let's start with, what sets the Just for Paws Pet Spa and Academy apart from all the rest?
Sure. That's a really great question. I'll try to not be too verbose. And basically, you know, over the years of grooming, mobile pet grooming, and then in the spa and working with all the animal lovers that are pet parents that come to my shop every day, them along with the groomers have taught me so much. And through that and learning, you know, what is needed out there and, you know, in terms of the grooming industry and the state of it today or how it's been, you know, it kind of morphed on its own by way of me hearing people say what they needed. You know, they were always concerned and scared of how their pets would be treated at other grooming shops, or they felt that their pets were traumatized. They couldn't tell them so, but they could just tell because they know they're babies. And those are the kind of clientele that I had coming to my shop, because that's the way I always felt, and I always cared about my babies the same way, my own furry babies. So in that, you know, I'd hear, well, why don't you open another place here? Why don't you open up another place there? Because people would move, and then they'd still keep coming to us, but it was becoming a struggle. Or why don't you start teaching? People would come to me and ask, can you teach me? I want to do this. I want to do what you guys do. This looks wonderful. This is, you know, what a way to live your life, right? So we have, and I do have people who work for me who are either retired professionals from the business world, I'm myself one of them, or younger people just out of high school or, you know, opted to maybe not do the college thing. And so they're coming into the grooming industry because they love animals and that's their passion. And they're also creative, by the way. So that's kind of where I am today. So over the years, this is the kind of business I've built where I have people who want to take care of pets because it's their passion, because they love it, because they want to take care of the pets the way they would hope and expect that their own pets would be treated or taken care of if they went to another facility somewhere. And unfortunately, the more you dig and you find out, there's not that much out there and available for people to go to with their pets where they feel safe and comfortable just leaving them and knowing that they're going to come home not just, you know, hopefully better than, you know, when they left them, but at least in the same condition, right, and not worse off. So the more people started coming to me, the more they were saying that that was why they were leaving their pets with me, because not only do they look great and smell fabulous and they know they're clean and everything is done thoroughly, but they know that the integrity in my business model is there. And, you know, we mean what we say, and, you know, we are, you know, I have kind of a mantra that we as groomers exist solely to help people help their pets. And that is what we do every day. So we're not just, you know, grooming pets and putting them through like an assembly line. We're loving them from the moment they walk in the door. We go over their haircuts and, you know, specialized attention with the pet parents before they even leave that front door. And it could be 100 times that they've been to us, but still we'll ask them every time they come in, so what are we doing for, you know, little Miss Dolly today? What kind of a haircut? And it's that interaction between the pet, the parent, and the groomer that makes this a kind of a unified approach to pet wellness. And so we work together as one. And then when the parent leaves, we become the pet guardian. And that's another term that I like to use in the academy and also with my other groomers, because that is, in fact, what we become. We become the guardians of these pets when the parent leaves, and we're going to take care of them now. And so we're going to do a number of things. We're going to do what, you know, we said we were going to do when we had our little conversation at the front of the shop with the owner. And if anything deviates from that, because we learn, say, the pet has allergies and now their skin is red before we even gave him a bath. So we're going to talk to the owner. We'll give him a call. We'll change the shampoo option. Maybe we'll say oatmeal instead. Or we'll discover that the pet is more matted than what we had originally discussed when the owner was still at the front of the shop. So, you know, and we won't do anything until we get them on the phone and we talk to them and they understand together with us. And if there's any resistance to that, then we're going to have to take another course of action. And whether it's we're not going to groom the dog today, or we're going to, you know, get that pet parent to say, yeah, okay, I get it, I understand. Cut the dog's hair down. We don't do dematting because it does hurt the pet. And nobody wants the animal to be uncomfortable, because that's not what we're doing. That's not what we're here for. Our days start, you know, at 8 a.m. in our shop and academy, and everybody's smiling and ready for those animals to come in, because we're all feeling good because we know we're going to make them feel good that day. And when they go home with the parents and they show up to pick them up, they're smiling, and they know that because they know their pet had a good time that day. And, you know, they know that the money is well spent. We feel good about, you know, the service that we've provided, and the groomers had a good day. You know, the owner of the business, in this case it would be me, but if it's another pet grooming shop, or, you know, somebody who leaves the academy and graduates and starts their own business, they're going to run it the same way, and the animals are happy. So, you know, it's a win-win for all. So in that long-winded answer, I hope that wasn't too much there, but I did want to at least point out the nuances of what set this apart. And we're all in
Great.
It together, and it helps. It makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make sure that all our listeners understand that this is also an academy. We have plenty of career seekers that listen to this show and find schools in our directories. We take questions from career seekers. They can talk at Groomer Talk Community. So if any of your listeners haven't done that before, you can check out many, many schools with us. Now, Erica, let's talk about why start a career with a school such as yours, your academy?
Sure. And that's a good point, Steve. There are many other academies and so many wonderful opportunities out there. So whether it's mine or another one, just make sure you do your homework. Make sure that you call the different schools, get a short list for yourself, decide on your top three based on, you know, criteria being, you know, money, how much can you spend, are you willing to spend, what's the philosophy behind the academy, and how are they teaching, what kind of methodologies, so to speak, and is there a lot of academies today, you know, a lot of stuff popping up is online, and then you got to go somewhere else to a satellite location to do your hands-on training. And unfortunately, that doesn't always work out so well, because where you started your schooling, maybe it's with whoever it is that set up the online program, they're not invested as much as someone who has an actual brick-and-mortar facility where you come in like old school, like you go to school every day, you know? So, and that's what we do. So if you're looking for something where you're better with hands-on, and that said, we do also have a curriculum that we've built. Angela Gastaldi is my co-director, and she has co-authored all the curriculum with me, and we have a nice, robust set of courses that we have set up on Google Classroom for the students. So, and you can, what's nice is you can do those classes like the anatomy, which is very important, tools, learning your tools, how to use them, safety, sanitation, that's very huge, the philosophy behind what we do and why we want to take care of pets in the first place, right? So there's all of that. But there's the in-house actual, you know, grooming facility where, you know, we do our hands-on training. And that's the difference. So we have that, and we're in New Jersey. Hopefully we'll be in other places soon, but yeah. I don't know if I answered your question fully or if I got a little bit off track, so please pardon me if I did.
Excuse me. Yes, you did answer it. I think because you have such a you're very much into following throughout this philosophy, whereas I know that there can be some online type courses, and there can be even some operations that I've known in the past that some of them I won't name names, but they're not even around anymore. But
yeah.
You know, the students were more just used by employees. You know, that was just like, well,
yeah.
You're paying to get a chance to be an employee here. And I think
you're
in a stark contrast to that kind of environment at your academy.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I mean, everybody that comes on board, you're treated immediately as part of the family, the Just for Applause family. And, you know, people that like what we do and how we do it and have the same feelings and views and love and passion for animals, they'll probably like the way we're doing this. And students come in and they start learning right from the get-go. And our goal is to get them through the program as quickly as possible. So those that are very talented and very skilled and very intuitive, they're going to do really well. And, you know, like anything else, you get out of it what you put in. So if you put into it your all, and you're going to fly through it. And, you know, quickly, you're going to do wonderfully. You'll be working in no time. You know, there's opportunities within Just for Paws, the salon itself, where we're always busy. So we always need staff. And, you know, we'd love to be able to hire as many people as we can, and also help them find jobs with other area salons and other salons that we've made partnerships with, to make sure that our students get jobs immediately. So the goal is to get people trained and skilled workers out there in the field, making money, grooming animals the right way, the gentle way, the kind and compassionate way. And it's a win-win for everybody, actually.
Great.
Yeah.
I know that you your operation uses the term pet guardian. Can you explain that for our listeners?
Yes, I'd love to. So we kind of started using the term in doing our academy curriculum. Angela and I were you know, saying, trying to come up with the right way to describe what it is that we do, because it's so much more than just grooming a dog or, you know, shaving down a cat. You know, we looked at it and we said, you know, what we're guardians here. We take full responsibility. We needed to find a way to explain to the students how important it was, the job that they were doing, and how important they were, and how important they were in the lives of those pets each and every day that they came in contact with. And that just seemed to fit the bill, because, you know, when you're a guardian, say for a child, it's the same thing. So while those pets are in our care, we love them and protect them and make sure they're as comfortable as possible as we would our own children, and so therefore we become their guardians.
How let's look at the industry today. How can we're talking about the groomers, the business owners, all of us, even our manufacturers and all, what can we do to improve today's pet care industry?
Sure. Well, that's a big question and a good question. I think that based on my own philosophy and the way I look at life in general and with animals and the care that I want to provide every day for them, it kind of also goes back to looking at it as we're all one. We have to start thinking, you know, that we're a unity-centric kind of society, if you will. I know that's kind of way out there, but if we do that for ourselves in our grooming shops as, say, a groomer, and you start with, well, I'm going to just make sure that I do the right thing with each and every groom, each and every day when I go to work, and, you know, do it the right way no matter who's looking, right? So that's integrity with the person. And then as the owner of the shop, or the businesses, to make sure that they're doing their part to do it the right way and make sure that their groomers are taken care of and that they're not taking advantage of that, that they're not taking advantage of the people that come every day and pay them money to take care of their pets, that they're doing their part to do it the right way and to make sure that the pets that come into their grooming shops are safe and comfortable. And, you know, everybody's doing their part. So if everybody's doing their part, then collectively it's all working and we're all, you know, and that goes to the bigger, you know, right, the leaders then of the industry, which, you know, I know that that's out on the table right now. We're working and struggling with this big monster behemoth of an issue that can be something wonderful if we can get the regulation, you know, get our groomers regulated in this industry. So that's a big deal too. And I, you know, who knows how that's going to shake out, right? It's in the process now. And hopefully everybody does the right thing. And, you know, when nobody's looking, the lawmakers and the industry leaders and the big business guys with the hands in the cookie jars, that they all do the right thing too. So we all have to work together. And if everybody does their part to, you know, have the right intentions, a moral compass pointing in the right direction, then I think that we can get this and we can do it right.
Now, you're in New Jersey, so you're sort of right in the hotbed of all the pressure on new licensing of groomers, whatever format they're going to end up doing that. Primarily, I think it's going to focus more, and it should be, the safety, which is great. And something else I've been seeing this as an opportunity, wouldn't it? I think, you know, students don't realize anywhere in the U.S. that everyone gets to make up their own curriculum, and they shouldn't. They really need to study what a place like you're doing, telling us your philosophy, and this is my operation. And besides just saying, you know, we have a 100-hour course, we have a 400-hour course. It says, and you're going to be a groomer. And, you know, and I think this is a time to get some, for the industry to finally come together and say, this is the minimum education that any student in all 50 states, even this would be good enough, and what they need to know. And it isn't as much the artistic styling at first, but the safety for all the pets.
That's right.
And so there is some standardization that could come out of this in a responsible way that might be a good thing. How have you been involved? Are you just watching or this legislation
or what? Yeah, watching, listening. I have a good friend, Sarah Cleespies. She is with Sassy Styles Mobile Pet Grooming, and she's really good. She's been on top of what's going on in the industry. And I have two little boys, and I run my home and my business. So she's luckily she's got the ability to stay in the loop. So she keeps me in the loop on what's going on, and then of course the Facebook and social media and the news and all that kind of stuff. So I know that, you know, that the bill didn't pass the assembly, but now you sit and wait, right? So now everybody's like freaking out on social media, and I don't get involved in any of that stuff. I don't really have time for it, and even if I did, I probably wouldn't get involved in it, just because there's, what I have seen and heard is there's a lot of negativity, and a lot of people are panicking, and I understand it comes out of fear whenever there's the unknown, and change, right? So people start to panic a little bit, and some a lot. I tend to look towards, you know, where is there need for change? And if there is need for change, and if there's need for improvement, which, you know, I say yes to both right now, it does, you know, our industry does need that, then we have to band together and not freak out and not, you know, have panic attacks over it. And you know, they're coming to take our guns like that, right? You know, they're coming to give us more, you know, taxes and increase our, you know, they want to do this and they want to do that. And I understand. I'm not going to panic about it, because frankly, so much yet still needs to be decided on how it's all going to unfold. I do believe that this inherently came out of goodness, and this is because safety and standards, what you just said, Steve, was beautifully put, all of that, and it is needed. And I am firmly in that thought bubble, and I don't think I would be anywhere else. So, you know, the pets need to be safe, and they need to be, you know, some semblance of regulation does need to happen, and I don't think anybody needs to panic or freak out, because our jobs are never going to go away. And if you know what, if you're doing a really good job, and I'm not talking about you know, making the most stylish and trendy of haircuts that, you're going on a runway or something like that. It's not about that. It's about getting good. You know, if you ask a parent what is the most important thing to you about your pet when it goes to the grooming salon, most of them, the parents who have rational heads on them and they're not worried about the mats and all this other stuff because they care about how their pet's going to feel when they go home. They want to make sure they're comfortable. They want to make sure that they're safe. They want to make sure that they're in good hands and that they're in loving hands. And the groomers that feel that way and want to do that job and want to deliver that for those pet parents, then they're okay too. And they don't have anything to worry about, or they shouldn't. So I'm telling you right now, anybody who's listening, don't panic, because if you're doing the right thing, you're safe. You're going to be okay. You're going to get, we're going to get some kind of easy pass through where you got to, prove that you can groom, and, we're going to go about our business. And the big businesses hopefully will be the ones that get the hit with the heavy taxes. Of course, if they have anything to do with it, they'll decide no against that. But, we just got to hope for the best and keep doing what we're doing and trying to make every day better than the day before that. And tomorrow's going to be even better than today. So we can all do that. We can make the choice to do that and say we're going to do that.
Yes. The latest I heard when I talked to some people involved is they are working on some amendments now, but I don't have all the details about what that is. But we'll be getting some of those. We do bring up some discussions of this over at the message board.
Yeah.
So we'll keep up, because I do have members on the message board that are working on the amendments and all. But I agree. This is not a fearful thing. This is, I'm sure it's going to focus around safety, and I think it can only improve the industry. I don't think there's going to make it a lot of red tape. We'll see how that goes. But it's one thing to make red tape on styling and the beauty side, but it's another where the red tape actually prevents the safety of the pets ultimately, which can harm grooming, because now you do. We search with Google every day, every article that made mainstream media. In fact, we actually search the world, and we post those at the community. And there, there's some very reactive pet parents that are now like, we've got to find a solution. We can't go to groomers anymore. And that's a bad knee-jerk reaction, because most groomers are still safe. And so, that's a problem there. But I think that's going to smooth out. And like you said, just don't get all upset and go into fear.
Right.
I think it will refine. It'll be refined down to something that focuses on safety, is the way I'm seeing it happen.
Yeah.
And so that should be a good thing and help hopefully bring some calmness to the market of pet owners.
Yes, we need some peace and harmony out here.
Yes, we do. Let's switch over, because your site's interesting, because not all programs even offer Reiki, and here you are, and you love pet Reiki, and so do I. So why don't you tell? I know we even have listeners that don't even know what Reiki is, let alone that it's for pets as well. So why don't you go ahead and tell us about that?
Well, I'd love to. Thanks. So Reiki is an energy healing modality. It's a very gentle therapy that pretty much anyone can do. Everybody in that, everyone has the ability to, touch energy, feel energy, harness it. You just need to learn the skills to be able to do that. But we all have the ability to do it. And, we're all made up of energy. Energy is all around us. And so with that, and you learn how to balance each of the chakras within your system, and that helps to bring the ideas balanced to your mental body, your physical body, and your spiritual body. And when that's all in balance, then you have perfect well-being. And that's the idea behind that. And it can be anything from bringing peacefulness, a tranquility, a comfort to an animal, say, that's got high anxiety, stress, issues due to whether it's PTSD from, who knows, we get so many adopted pets that come from shelters and rescue agencies, and from different states, and sometimes we just don't know what has happened to them or where they've been or what sort of situations they've had to endure. Some of them, a lot of the pits have been through some really traumatizing situations, and they really need a lot of extra rehabilitation. So Reiki helps with that, and it helps us in doing our job as groomers too, because we don't know what we're up against sometimes. As a, you know, every time you come in contact with a new pet, you know, that's a new animal that you need to address somehow, because we don't speak the same language, right? So they know, it's pretty basic with them. They can, we have to speak on a language level that we both understand, and energy is one of those that we can speak to each other that way and communicate with each other. So they know, animals know fear, and they know love. That's pretty basic, and if we can stick to that and we can ourselves know that we have to have either fear or love, you know, what are you going to have? You have to keep the fear out of it, and you can't have, you know, in other words, you can't come to work angry, you can't come to work ticked off. You have to leave all that behind and just come and address your pet with love. And so Reiki helps with all of this, because, you know, we are then prepared, we're better able to address the pets, communicate with them, read them better, use our intuition, our gut that tells us, you know, okay, back off a little bit, go really slow with this pet. So it's anything from something as basic and simple as that, as making your pet comfortable when they're being groomed, to also giving Reiki healing sessions, which can be up to a half an hour or an hour, and that can do other things as well, like healing, UTIs, also dogs that have, well, we already covered the anxiety part of it. So there's, you know, it helps, like I said, the mental body, and then you've got the physical body. So some pets that we've also healed and helped treat were dogs who have knee problems, that couldn't, weren't walking well, that were supposed to not do well and actually pass away, and they ended up living longer, you know, another year, year and a half, through Reiki treatments. So this is one of those things where if this speaks to you and it sounds like something you want to learn more about, you should look into it. And again, whether it's with us at Just for Paws, because you want to learn, we have a class that's called Alternative Healing and Pet Well-Being. It's a 100-hour class, but you do have to have the professional pet stylist prerequisite, you know, as a class that you've already taken. So it's basically to teach the groomer how to work with Reiki and energy healing, pet communication, and how you can weave that through your work every day as a groomer. So that's one of those classes that we teach, and it's wonderful. It's a wonderful way. So we do in that class, you will actually become certified as a Reiki. We do Reiki 1 and Reiki 2, Reiki Practitioner 1 and 2 in that program. So, and with that, you can do Reiki on humans, people, which is actually how it started out back in Japan in the early 1900s. But you can do it on pets and do it on your animals, and it's wonderful for everybody. So, and I've learned that it's helping me and my groomers and our business in just being the gentle pet groomers, because it just comes naturally to us. It's what we do.
So for our listeners, let me ask you, how does Reiki differ from something like Tellington touch or just plain pet massage, that general term?
I don't know too much about the Tellington touch methodology. I do know, and what was the other that you just asked?
Well, just there
about
are
pet massage.
Pet massage,
well,
right. Yes.
You know what? It's funny because New Jersey, we did look into actually taking courses on pet massage and being able to offer that at the academy. And that's one of those things that falls under veterinary care. So, in other words, you would have to, I guess, be a practitioner under a veterinarian's license. So it kind of ruled it out for us. Whereas this is one of the more alternative healing modalities, and so we can just do it.
Right.
It's like I said, yeah. So.
Yeah, I've actually heard that. Again, a groomer talks, someone will come and said, oh, no, I can't. I have to get this certain kind of license now to say I do pet massage and whatever.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
same kind
which
of thing.
Is
yeah.
a shame. But, yeah, that's kind of, and I've heard that there's another avenue of thought where they may be going down that road for grooming as well, which I guess is another bill that they're trying to push through assembly. I don't know how far they're going to go with that or what that will even end up looking like. But, yeah, that's another one
of
those
things. Well, certainly you guys, you're at the nerve center because it's always been my opinion, what happens with the first licensing of a trade being the first state in the U.S., a lot of other states will look, say, you know, it's about time we do this too, and they're pretty much going to copy using whatever New Jersey comes up with. They'll use it as the model, certainly, for their state. So it's quite important, really, what is going on with that.
Yes, absolutely. We will all be on our toes watching.
Absolutely. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about the courses? How many hours should they plan and all?
Sure.
And what would you suggest?
Well, if they knew that they wanted to become a professional pet groomer, then I would say they should just go for our professional pet stylist program. And under that, there's a couple of other prerequisites. So in other words, you'd be taking the professional pet bather program, which is 200 hours, the pet groomer assistant program, which is 200 hours, and that's the basics of grooming and, you know, the meat and potatoes of what it's all about, and then the professional pet stylist, where you actually we're going to hone your skills, and you'll be able to go out there in the world and become a groomer, and you'll feel like you're actually prepared. You know what I mean? And we'll have guest lectures, guest speakers coming in, professionals, experts in the industry, if you will. And so those three classes all together to become a professional pet stylist within the Just for Paws Academy would be 500 hours. And it's roughly $7,500 for that whole program, but we are running, and we are always running specials of some sort or another, but until the end of 2018, that program is 25% off if you sign up within 2018. And if you pay at the same time that you sign up, we'll throw in an additional 3% off. So there's a number of savings that will end up bringing it down to like $5,500 all said and done, which is a really nice discount and a wonderful, wonderful opportunity that may not come around again after the new year. I don't know that we'll be able to offer that kind of discount. But we do want to get some good people in there. So if any of what I've said resonates with any of your listeners out there, and thank you again so much for allowing me to even talk about all of this stuff. But I know there's a lot of good people out there who are looking to change careers, or maybe they don't know what career to take and what direction to go in. And maybe if you just know that you love animals and your heart's in the right place and you think you might be creative, well, then you might want to give pet grooming a try. And if my philosophy sounds like something you're interested in, then maybe you want to give us a call or just check out our website at least and see what your options are.
Why don't you go ahead and state for our recording here how to get a hold of Just for Paws.
Oh, sure. It's www.justforpawspetspa.com, and that's spelled out with the number 4. So it's justforpawspetspa.com. And then on there, you can go to the Academy tab, and it'll break down all the different classes and programs for you, and tuition, and whenever we're running promotions, that'll be up there as well. Our number is 201-460-1900. Again, that's 201-460-1900. And we're at 649 Ridge Road in Lyndhurst, New Jersey. And you can also find all of our reviews on Yelp, too, and that helps also. Because I know, you know, in today's world, you want to get it right from the horse's mouth, so to speak. You know, you want to know who's doing what, where, and how. And we've been very blessed with a lot of wonderful people who've said a lot of wonderful things about the way we run our business and how we take care of the pets. And so it shows, which is nice, because we can just point people there and say, go check us out on Yelp or Google, or go to our website, and you'll see there's a lot of different videos and things that we've done volunteer work to help animals, and wherever there's animal activism to be done in our neighborhood, we always try to get in there and help out. So I think that's all of the information on us.
Yeah.
We're also on Facebook, of course. But again, thank you. I appreciate you allowing me your time today and your listeners' time, and to be able to talk about my business and our model and how we're approaching pet care today. And I hope it resonates with someone.
Okay. Thank you, Erica. And just to remind our listeners, if you didn't get that contact info, just remember, go to petgroomer.com, the website, and click schools, and you will look in New Jersey, and there you'll get all the information again for you to look up and get to their website, or give them a telephone call. At the website, I've already looked at it. It's a nice site, and they have a lot of course descriptions and all. So just remember, if you forget whatever, just come to petgroomer.com, click schools, and you'll get the information. So, Erica, thank you for being with us today. It went smooth. This was your first call with us, and it really went well. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. I really appreciate it, too. Have a great rest of the day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.